Okay, this is one of those papers where the title sounds a little grand, and then the actual problem is annoyingly real. If a task needs different skills, parallel work, checks, and state that sticks around, one agent starts feeling like the wrong shape entirely.
Yeah, the paper's basic move is pretty clean. Model intelligence gets you a capable model. Individual intelligence gets you an agent loop. And then system intelligence is when you stop pretending one loop can hold the whole job. That's the real constraint, not another prompt trick.
Also, how many times have we basically said this with different nouns? Agent choosing a font, control flow, receipts, all of it. Apparently, we've been doing graph engineering in a trench coat for months.
Honestly, yes. And the paper is useful because it finally names the organizational layer instead of hiding it inside whatever vendor dashboard is fashionable this week. It says the hard part is explicit structures for who does what, how work moves, and how the system remembers where it is.
How was your week, by the way? You sound suspiciously awake for a Monday, which is weirdly encouraging.
I'm fine. Slightly more caffeinated than I should admit, but fine. And this topic helps, because it's one of the few times the hype line and the engineering line actually meet in the middle. The survey splits the new layer into three pieces. Task organization is about decomposing goals and shaping workflows. Agent coordination is about capability modeling, team setup, and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they keep it explicit that this is not just add more agents. More agents without structure is how you get expensive chaos with better branding. A graph gives you a way to represent dependencies and evolving execution instead of hoping the swarm vibes out a result.
That's the part I buy as a product story. If I'm building software engineering tooling, lab automation, or enterprise workflow systems, I want the handoffs visible and the failure points localizable. Nobody wants a mystical multi-agent cloud if the real question is which step broke and who should retry it.
Right, and the paper leans into that with the runtime side. State recording, fault localization, failure recovery. That's not glamorous, but it's the difference between a demo and something you can actually operate. I'd still want to know how often the graph itself becomes overhead, because that trade-off is real.
Sure. But that's every useful control plane ever. The thing has to earn its keep. If the graph is just a prettier way to say, we made a workflow engine, then fine, that's still a product if it ships and saves people from babysitting the thing.
Exactly. And to be fair, the paper doesn't oversell it as magic. It frames graph engineering as a foundation for organizing complex objectives and coordinating heterogeneous agents, which is the right level of humility. The open question is how much of that can be standardized versus how much every team will customize until the abstraction gets fuzzy again.
That is such an exploring next take, by the way. We keep finding the same wall. The useful thing is the boring coordination layer, and then everyone wants to market the sparkle on top.
Guilty. But this survey at least maps the ecosystem instead of pretending there's one canonical stack. It points to benchmarks, datasets, open source libraries, and a community repo called Awesome Graph Engineering, which makes it feel a lot less like a thought experiment.
And that matters. If I'm a builder, I don't want a manifesto. I want enough scaffolding to start. The paper's strongest pitch is basically that system intelligence is becoming a real product category only when the coordination structure is visible enough to ship and debug.
Yeah, and I'd add one caution. The moment you say graph in this field, half the room hears architecture, and the other half hears branding. This paper is better than that because it keeps tying graph structure to actual operational needs. Decomposition, communication, state, recovery.
No, that's fair. And I think the shippable version is probably narrower than the title sounds. It's not every agent app. It's the workflows where state and interdependence are the whole game.
Exactly. For those, this is less a research curiosity and more a design language. I'd build with it when the system has to outgrow one agent's attention span without turning into a pile of ad hoc scripts.
Okay, that's clean. And mildly rude to every demo that's just one agent wearing six hats, which honestly, good.
It's been a tough year for the one agent six hats genre.
Anyway, I'm glad this paper exists. It feels like one of those names that will either age badly or become obvious, and I'm weirdly betting on obvious.